Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
All right, so I do want to jump right into the Word of God today and praying that God, as we just prayed, that He will reveal to us the truth. So we started on a scripture last week. As we are walking through this, I think I probably shared this a whole lot, but asking you guys to lean in as you're sharing it. If you have a notepad and pen, you can take some notes. If you want to take pictures of the slides, and always you can listen to this message on our website. It's the audio version, but just asking that we'll lean in as we read this word. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 in the Amplified Bible. So Paul is speaking to the church of Corinth. He says, "Now I, Paul, urge you by the gentleness and graciousness of Christ." He says, "I who am meek, so they say, when with you face to face, but bold, outspoken, and fearless towards you when absent." So let's just kind of deal with some of these different words and phrases that's within here, if you'll follow me as we walk through this. So talking about the believer in Jesus Christ, that first word where it's talking about gentleness. So what does that mean? Another word is meekness. If you're familiar with the fruit of the Spirit, this is some of the fruit that we're talking about. And at one point, we'll break that down and just walk through the fruit of the Spirit, the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. The beauty of gentleness is that I don't, as a believer in Jesus Christ, have to be gentle on my own. That means gentleness literally is I have the ability to do something, but I yield my ability to the Holy Spirit. In other words, the character or the ability that I have, whether if you want to call it power, might, if you want to go as far as I can tell somebody off, right? I bring my flesh under the control of the Holy Spirit. And so it's this phrase of just because I can don't mean that I should, right? And so gentleness, and think about the character of Jesus Christ. Jesus had all power. And if you remember this moment when Jesus was standing before Pontius Pilate, and Pilate was saying, "Don't you know that I have the ability to take your life?" And he says, "You only have the power that has been given to you by the Father. So Jesus, in those moments, knowing that he had the ability to call down angels to help him, controlled that and put it under the direction, in that case, under the direction of God. And so just think about that for our life. Just because we can don't mean that we always should. And you can take that many different directions, right? Just because I have the freedom, the ability, the intellect, the know-how to do something doesn't always mean I should exercise it. I shouldn't, you know, it's almost like the person, I always joke around and say this, I know it's nobody here that's like this, but the person that just like blurts out things, right? But just because you know the answer don't mean you should just blurt it out. Or just because you know somebody is wrong don't mean that we always have to just say, we don't always have to give somebody a piece, come on, can y'all finish that, of my mind. But it is as a believer of Jesus Christ, knowing that I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, and I say, I know that I could do this, I could say this, I could act this way, but I choose to put my character, my personality, all of that under the control of the Holy Spirit. Man. And that takes a walk with God. Amen. Because if you're the type of person that is used to always saying something, and this is what Paul is saying, I have the ability to just be a certain way, be very bold. But he says, you know what? For your sake, I put that boldness under the control of the Holy Spirit. But there's other people that's actually saying that I'm acting out of hand. And so a moment of reflection for us. What is there in our life that we have the freedom to do, but God is saying, you need to put that under control? And today God is saying, part of gentleness is me taking the ability that I have, the power, the might that I have, and put it under the control of the Holy Spirit. And that, you can think of many different things in that situation. And it all don't have to be bad. It ain't got to be sinful stuff. But if it is sinful things, we better put it under control of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we can either walk in the flesh or we can walk under the dictates or the direction or the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To not lean on, and some people are like, I don't hear a lot of teachings on the Holy Spirit and everything. What is this thing dealing with the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of me. It is my counselor. It's my comforter. It's the one that guides and leads me. It's the one that brings things to my remembrance. It is the Spirit of the living God on the inside of me if I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And so, you know, some people may say, well, something told me. Well, why don't you just give that credit to God if it's good? Or I had a feeling in my gut. You know, we get used to leaning on our flesh so much, but what if that is the Holy Spirit that is saying to you, the Spirit of God, hey, you don't have to say something this time. You don't have to speak your mind this time. You don't have to watch that this time. You don't have to go there this time. So God wants us to lean on the direction of the Holy Spirit more than we lean on our own intellect. And a beautiful marriage is when God says, hey, I love you just the way you are. That's a song. Y'all know that song? I love you. Okay. But says, okay, but there's just certain things that we need to tweak a little bit. I'm not trying to wipe you clean. I created you a certain way, but it's just certain things that just need to be tweaked so we can do this together and do the thing that we need to do in the earth. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Amen. And so we have the ability to do. Here's this thing about free will. We got the ability, the power, the might to do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. And God is not going to like, you know, y'all ever seen the parent that grabs the child like right here? Or it may become, I can't do it because it's me, myself, and I'm talking about, you put it. God is not like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You better. And they start talking like that. That's not God. Because he doesn't want to force us to do anything. But he wants to guide us. Now, he will put things in our life to try to say, okay, come on, come back this way. And come back this way. But he will not shut down a road to get you to go a certain direction. He will not shut down things. And for people that will say that God brought this disease on my body to teach me a lesson. No, God don't need to put no disease on your body to teach you a lesson. He may allow it to get our attention, but he is not going to say, I'm going to put this stuff on you because you're not listening. You know how God disciplines us? Through his word. And when we hear the word of God, it disciplines us and corrects us. That's why it says that the word is good for correction and discipline, so that the man or the woman of God may be perfect. So if we're not, y'all hear me say this a lot. So what my pastor always talking about? Read the Bible. If we're not reading the word and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we are acting like children who don't have a parent, just running ragged with no discipline. Amen? Amen? And so God is saying he wants us to be led by his Spirit, and the word of God is able to clean out our ears. So gentleness. So I believe God wanted me to share that portion. Again, gentleness, meaning that I have the ability to do different things, but I always don't have to do it. But I need to be under the control, the direction, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in my life. Gentleness expresses this interior strength. This is the beauty, is that, like, and this is where it is. I know who I am, but I don't have to always just like, well, this is who I am. The Holy Spirit wants to put some of that under control. To know who you are on the inside, but not always have to blurt out that you need to know who I am. It may not be anybody in here. Shoot, you should have known me in my previous life. We need to stop saying stuff like that. Or excuse my friend. Stop. The Holy Spirit wants us to stop cussing. Okay, that was wonderful. If I raise your, how many people still cussing? Stop! As a believer of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we're saying, you better watch it, because if you keep on, I can cuss you up and down the street. Stop! That's not the Holy Spirit. Well, Lord, forgive me, but I'm about to tell this person, stop! And if we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit pulling us back, then we got to spend more time with God. If I'm about to do something that I know that is not the will of God and I don't feel any conviction, I need to spend some more time with my Father. Amen? Nobody in here like that. It's your neighbor. Send this message to your neighbor on your job or something like that, that you know be cussing like I don't know what, and they say they're a Christian. Or is that us? Amen? So, gentleness, interior strength. I ain't weak. I'm strong. But I'm going to put that strength under the control of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all following that? This is gentleness or meekness is not, y'all know what I'm about to say. Meekness is not weakness. Jesus was not weak. Man, Jesus, the Son of the living God, had the ability to do what he needed to do, but he decided to put his power under the control of his Father so that he can do what his Father wanted him to do. And so you say, well, Pastor Will, well, why I got to control myself? Because there's something God is trying to do through you. And when you keep acting out like that, the people that he wants you to minister to can't receive it. If one moment you should come to church with me, then the next moment you ain't talking to me. Or one moment you need me to pray for you, and the next moment I hear you cussing somebody out on the phone. What is the difference between you and the world? And God is challenging us that there has to be this difference, because the work of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us can make up the difference. Amen. He wants to, and this is not God saying, I want to, like a puppet. It's not that. He's saying, look, it's our inner strength through us, but say, man, the power that I have, I put it under the Holy Spirit's control. Why? Because the Holy Spirit knows better than I know. And that's the dependence and the reliance on him. God, you know. So therefore, I trust you with my personality, my character, my behavior, God. And if you're a person that's used to speaking up and the Holy Spirit right now is telling you, you need to be quiet this week, you've got to trust that God's got your back. Amen. Praise Jesus. Verse 1. Praise God. Yeah. Just because I can does not mean I should. Just let that sink in. Just because I think this is one of the hardest things as a Christian is that before, you know, I gave my life to Christ, we're just doing whatever we're doing. And, you know, with some conviction. And then we cross and we give our life to Christ. And it's kind of like some things I don't want to do no longer. And then certain things, it's kind of like, man, it's still a wrestle. And then is there anything wrong with doing that? Here's the answer. Because some people say, is there anything wrong with doing this, doing that? When you pray to God and you ask God, is it okay for me to keep doing this? What are you sensing? You know why? Because if I did a poll in this room and said, I'm trying not to give an example as much as possible. So let me just get a funny example, okay? If I polled this room and said, is it bad watching football, right? And so, you know, I know this is a silly one. I'm trying my best not to throw out something else. Is it bad watching football? And, we all would have a different opinion about football. Then if I said, you know, what if football is getting in the way of your relationship with God? Then what should you do with that? We would all have an opinion. This is the reason why it is important for each and every one of us to take whatever it is that we are routinely doing and say, God, is this pleasing in your sight? Because if you ask your neighbor, they might say, ain't nothing wrong with that brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that sister. What is God saying to you about it? Man, and that's where the Holy Spirit is at. Because the Holy Spirit will say, you need to stop. And then we'll say, well, why they can do it? How come they can do it and nothing happened to them? Because you're not them. And your assignment is not their assignment. And you don't know what's in your genes that may cause a major issue in your life that's not in their genes. So please do not go to someone else all the time. You can do that sometimes. But don't be, hey, I got this thing that I do and I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's necessarily wrong. But I wanted to see what you think about it. And based upon what day of the week it is, that's the type of answer you'll get from a person. But when you ask God, God, this thing, how's it line up with your will for my life? Is it beneficial for me to continue doing that? God, you know, like, right? And sometimes it's like, I ain't hear nothing back, so I guess I'm good. But why don't we stay there a few days? Can that be a challenge this week? That if there's something that you're on the fence with and you're questioning whether or not it's good in God's eyes, can you ask God, is it necessary? Does he want it to remain? Can we do that this week? I'm challenging us. Can we do that this week? And if you don't hear a response immediately, don't take no response as a yes. But can we couple it with our time of meditation in the Word so that our heart is open? Can we turn on some praise and worship music and so that the atmosphere is open? Please don't ask God about whether or not something is good when you know you ain't even feeling right. You know, I'm frustrated and I'm asking God, is it all right for me to be frustrated? Don't I have a right to be frustrated? That's not a good time. Settle yourself down. Pray. Get an atmosphere right and ask God, is this thing right in your sight for me, for my life, and see what he says. Ooh-wee. Amen. Y'all with me on that? It's important because there's something that God is trying to get through us. So Paul continues on. I want to get to a part here. He says, now I, Paul, he continues in verse 2. He says, I ask that when I do come, I will not be driven to the boldness that I intend to show towards those few who regard us as if we walked according to the flesh like men without the Spirit. There's a certain portion that I want to talk about here. What Paul is saying is that there are these people that are out there that are saying that when I'm with the people of Corinth, I act one way, but when I'm not with them, I act another way, right? Doesn't that sound like us sometimes? Oh my goodness. You know, oh my goodness. What's that word? All that kind of stuff. Like, it's like the way that I am in here, I'm not that way out there. And there are people that's kind of like, you know, you really be acting like you're not the same person when you are around certain people. And that should not be such a shift among us as believers. If I'm amongst my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, one way, and then when I'm with another crew, I act another way, that shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to be changing who I am based upon who I'm around. If I've got to keep shifting like that, something went wrong. And you know what? That becomes very confusing to me. And it's confusing to the people we are around. So, you know, you come to church, I'll use this one, you know, the churchy thing. How's it going? Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'll go around somebody else that don't go to church. What's going on? Yo, life sucks. Well, why don't you say that over here? And you know the reason why we feel like we can't say it in church? Because we feel like church people are going to judge us. And I'm saying, no, whatever you say out here, go on say it in here so we can deal with it. Because transformation will not take place in our life until we're the same person regardless of where we are. If I try to be someone different over here, then I don't know what I need to work on to be strong over here because I'm faking it. Or I'm walking in church pretending that it's all good when it's not. It's not all good. And it's okay to say it's not all good. I am giving you permission, at least to me. If it ain't all good, say it ain't all good. Because now I know what to pray for or encourage you. But if we all come into church like we're angels, then why we need God, y'all? Why we need preaching? Why we need singing? Just take me to heaven, Lord, because I'm perfect. But we're not perfect. And we got stuff going on. And the shifting, if this is for someone, you shifting back and forth is confusing you. And stop. God can handle it ain't all good. If I expose myself to God, that God is not good, then he can work on that so that when I go out here, I can say it's not good, but you know what? God is working some things in my life. But if I'm over here like, God is good, and I go over here and with my friends, I'm drinking and I'm smoking and I'm being real with my friends because I feel like I can't be real over here. But you can. You can be real here. God wants you to be real. This is the one space where you should be able to come in and say, you know what? But if you feel like you've got to have it together here, you are faking it when you walk out here. And the reason why people are not running to Jesus Christ is because we are not showing them what it's like to have a true relationship with Christ in the midst of my life, not knowing where I want it to be. It is not perfect, but he's perfect. And I trust him. So now the songs they sing make a bigger difference. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who never failed me. Now with my friends, I'm slipping and saying godly stuff. If you are with your friends and you are holding your tongue because you don't want them to think that you are religious, please, can you stop that? Be free in Christ in that space. Be free in Christ in that space. But if I'm with people, and Randy, Randy, he says, praise God. But if I'm somewhere and I feel like when I'm in my military uniform, I can't say, man, praise God. And I can only say that here. Come on. It's nothing wrong with the military. It's something wrong with me. Because I'm scared. I'm scared to live my life out loud for God. If somebody walks up to me and say, are you a Christian or not? There has to be something about my life that the Holy Spirit resonates through. And I believe what God is saying today is, what areas of our life is the Holy Spirit trying to flow through, but he can't because we got that area on lockdown? Why? Unlock it. Might be scary, but give the Holy Spirit full access to the area of your life. Don't lock it up. Let him have full access to it. Amen? A little bit further, and I'm trying to take my time as we walk through this. For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, humans, regular people, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. Please note that Paul is saying that there are these people that are talking and they're lying. It's funny, I was talking to the kids about this. They're not telling the truth. These people are saying that when I'm with you, I'm one way, but when I'm out there, I'm a different way. And Paul goes on and connects that scripture to this one that we're very familiar with. So Paul is saying, even though as believers in Jesus Christ, I'm living my life in this body. I am a human being, right? So I'm here. I'm feeling it. I feel headaches and emotions, as Tremaine was sharing. We're in this body. But he says, but we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to just this body. And just using whatever this physical body can do. Paul relates what people were saying to spiritual warfare. So sometimes we think of spiritual warfare as in Ephesians 6, where we're dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. It is that. But there is a spiritual war that takes place right at home. And sometimes it is difficult to advance to this war because I don't know how to fight this war right in my own body. But Paul again ties it to the fact that somebody was saying something. So is it possible that based upon what we heard at some point in our life is the reason that we are in a war within ourselves? Notice that he is not mentioning anything about the devil right now. He didn't say that these people that's talking is being sent by the devil. He is isolating this war to one that is going on in our mind. Whew. Man. So it is great to war, if you've been a part of a tradition where you war what we call in the spiritual realm. You know, I speak to the atmosphere and all that. But you know what? Sometimes what needs to happen, I need to speak to my atmosphere. I need to speak to my attitude. I need to speak to my doubt. I need to speak to my fear. I need to speak to my worry. I need to speak to my anxiety, the oppression, the depression, whatever it is, my attitude. I need to step into the war room regarding myself. And it's possible that the reason why I'm vacillating back and forth is because I'm in a war and I don't know how to fight this war. So therefore, I just succumb to whatever it is that's going on here. And if you feel as if you're in this place where you know that God is saying, I want you on this side. And you just keep saying, but you know, it's just so much easier just to settle in this. That is a war. And Paul says it in one text. He says, when I want to do good, it seems like evil is ever present. And it's not so much that it's these demons and these devils. Yes, that's a level of warfare. But a lot of the war that we are dealing with is based upon something that happened to me or was said to me a long time ago, and I haven't defeated it yet in the spiritual realm. But please note, the spiritual realm does not have to be here. It's here. So I can't beat this out. I've got a war using the weapons that God has given me to drive this out of me. And so what's going on within us? That is a war. And I bet you if I asked and said, you ever feel like you're in a war? You'd be like, yeah. I mean, certain days are good, but some days it's just like, I'm ready to smack myself. Like, stop. That is a war, people of God. where you know that God is saying, be this. And our flesh is saying, I don't want to. Or God is saying, do this. And our own flesh is talking. Have you ever talked back to yourself? He said, you should get up. I don't feel like it. You should do this. I'm not. And you're talking to yourself. And it's like a split personality. And in counseling, we deal with it sometimes where it's the younger us talking to the older us. But because we never fought the battle for the younger us, the older us just keeps dragging us along and taking us places where the younger us has not healed from. And so what needs to happen many times in our life is this. What is meditation with God? It is me sitting down, and this is not a one-time thing. And if I need to journal about it, but I got the Word of God with me and maybe got some worship music playing in the background, and I need to sit down by myself, not with nobody else, and I need to say, God, I got some issues in my life. I got some stuff going on that I know does not line up with your will for my life. But you know what? I thought that I could beat this. I thought just with mere human weapons that I could beat this. I thought that I was going to outgrow that. Come on, anybody there? I thought that, you know, when I moved from there, I was going to leave that back home. Or I thought that when I left those friends that it wasn't going to be an issue no more. All of that is just human things that we're doing. But when we sit down with the Word of God and we say, God, and we sit down and we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal us some things, and we say, God, here are the issues that I have that I feel like is not aligned with your word. What you're doing is entering into a spiritual warfare, not just using the weapons that you're familiar with, but you're using, as we were talking about with the kids, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And if you have anxiety, you begin to Google scriptures that deal with anxiety, and you bring those scriptures into this counseling session between you and you, and you speak the word. That is spiritual warfare, people. Amen. That is warring. You are fighting your flesh to say, you know what you're going to do? You're going to become subject unto the Word of God. Amen. And that is, I believe, the greatest battle. What did Jesus say in the Garden of Gethsemane? Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. There was a war going on. And it says that his sweat, he was sweating so much that it was like drips of blood that was coming down. The anxiety about what he was about to approach. So that lets us know that Jesus even felt the war. But then he said what? Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And so imagine sitting down, however you want to do it, you're sitting down and all that kind of stuff. I remember years ago, I used to have put pictures there that reminded me of things that I was warring with. And I had to put things almost like a memorial there. And I had to say, God, I'm giving these areas to you, God. And I was like, God, I need help because you know what? I really don't want to let it go. And for some, you will walk away from that war like that was easy. And then other levels, you're going to be like, we're going to do that again tomorrow night. And after that. And after that. It is that serious where God wants to flow through our life by his Holy Spirit. Amen. I am encouraging us this week. Don't meditate over your issues. Well, I want a new house. I'm going to meditate on that. But I got this issue. We're going to leave that alone. And then we're going to go over to, I want a better job. I'm going to find scripture. Sometimes we go to the easiest things. And God is saying, don't stop doing that. Don't. But please do not jump over that one issue that you feel as if it's a war. And right now, God is saying, he's speaking to you individually, because I have no idea, that area needs to be addressed. No condemnation. No condemning. You're in Christ, but stuff got to be dealt with. Amen? Whew. Amen, amen. And you know what? We all in this. Because if there is areas of our life that God, by his spirit, is not pointing at, then there's a man in the Bible named Enoch. And the scripture says, and Enoch walked with God and was not. And that means that Enoch was just taken up to heaven just like that. So unless we walk out this building and all of a sudden, God, we don't even die, we're just taken up to heaven, then that means I guess we're done. But if you walk out the door and you look and you're like, dang, I'm still here. And you wake up tomorrow like, I'm still here. I guess there's some areas that God wants us to work on. But no condemnation. This is not about, no. All it is God saying, you got an oil leak and you need to fix it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll finish this next week just to kind of go a little bit deeper. If you missed any that I said, please go onto the website, purposechurchde.org, and listen to the audio version a little bit later. But I am asking you, as my brothers and sisters in Christ, please take some time this week and do a self-inventory of our life. Don't beat yourself up. Allow the Holy Spirit to show some stuff about who we are. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.